Welcome to the AT Tips Cast, exploring and investigating different implementation of assistive technology in public schools. I'm your host, Chris Bouguet. This is episode number 18, recorded on May 16th, 2008. I woke up this past Monday morning and went to the bathroom just like I always do. And just like any other morning, I went to the window and I looked outside. To my surprise, there in my backyard was a river like I had never seen. I quickly grabbed my camera and made a short little movie to document the flood happening in my backyard. I have that posted up on the attipscast.wordpress.com site, so you can go there for yourself and see what I was seeing. It occurred to me that this amount of water might impact the school day, and I rushed out to the living room to turn on the TV. Sure enough, there were tons of schools that were either closed or had delayed openings. Not the school system I work for, which merits my Fred Flintstone grumble, ragga, fragga, fragga, ragga. But that's okay, I like my job and I didn't mind going into work that day. The unexpected closings and delays got me thinking, what would you do if you were using a linear schedule and something unexpected happened? How would you account for this on the schedule for the student? I know, you'd hit the panic button. Whoa, that's an annoying sound, eh? I suppose you wouldn't want to hit that alarm too often. So I got to thinking that unexpected things happen all the time in schools. I mean, what if you're supposed to have, I don't know, ferret pet therapy today, and the ferret you were going to play with got sick and had to cancel? How would you explain that on your schedule? For some students, this might cause a very serious issue. Or let's take something more practical. What happens when it turns out that January 15th is a beautiful sunny day, so the principal comes in and tells you that there's going to be a fire drill in 15 minutes? Holy shenagles, 15 minutes? What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Luckily, there's an AT tip just for this sort of unexpected occurrence. It's AT tip number 30, amorphous visual schedules. Ooh, did you catch that big old fancy word? Amorphous. Amorphous is a synonym for nonlinear. So why not just call it nonlinear visual schedules? Because I like to use big fancy words, and I like to sound smart. That's why. Here's all you need to do to make it an amorphous or nonlinear schedule. Take all the items that you'd put on a linear schedule and place them all over a sheet of paper in random order. They don't need to follow a pattern of any kind. All of the same rules apply that we covered in the last episode about linear schedules. You still need to determine the best way for the student to interact with the schedule. You know, should the visuals be pulled off and attached by Velcro, or should they be magnetic, or should there be something that the student marks off with some sort of writing implement? Once you've got all the visuals arranged on the paper, add one more called unexpected, or surprise, or unknown. Maybe this visual could be represented with a question mark to indicate that you're not sure what's going to happen. You can have as many of these visuals as you think are necessary to account for more than one unanticipated event. Whenever an unexpected occurrence happens, you're prepared. In fact, I might say that in just about every classroom, something unanticipated happens every day, so you could have at least one unexpected visual on every single schedule. The other thing to consider when making one of these schedules is just how generic you want to be. For some students, you might be able to creep away from the specific events and move towards something more all-encompassing. So, for instance, instead of having separate visuals for PE and art and library, you could have one visual that says specials. Even less concrete and more general, you could call any anticipated activity an event and have lots of event visuals all over your schedule. Every student is going to be just a little bit different, so you're just going to have to give it your best guess. But I would say, as a general rule, to start out with the more general, and if that doesn't do the trick for the student, then start moving into more specific visuals. I'll have some examples of amorphous visual schedules, okay, non-linear visual schedules, up at the attipscast.wordpress.com site. So you can check them out there, and you can see what a few might look like. Different topic, doesn't it just feel swell to feel needed? I mean, I swear that there is just no better feeling in the world than feeling needed by others. So if you want to feel great, I know some people who need you. donate some money to help find a cure for cystic fibrosis. I love to feel needed, so I'll be walking to raise money to research a cure for cystic fibrosis on May 18th. That's this Sunday. If you'd like to give, please check out the www.cff.org/great_strides website to make a donation. I'll have the link up on the attipscast.wordpress.com site as well. If you have any questions for me, comments, suggestions, whatever, I would love to hear from you. Please send me an email at attipscast@gmail.com. Until next time, may all your interventions be inclusive, and may all your strategies be supportive.